And to the line will go Clarence Brookins, who was fouled on a rebounding play by Bruce Sloan. That's his first. It'll be a one-shot foul for Clarence Brookins. And on the season, Clarence shot 64% from the line. He puts this one up and in. And the score is 3-1. The Owls score for the first time at the 18-21 mark. Down court, JoJo White, head of the case, goes cross court to Bruce Sloan, back to JoJo White. Deep in the left baseline, it goes to Harmon. He hit one from there before. Back out top of the key to JoJo White. The Owls in a 3-2 zone defense with Mike Kehoe playing the point. Inside, Jim Snook and John Baum. Outside, top of the key is JoJo White, and they throw it away as White tries to hit Bruce Sloan deep in the low post on the left side, but Sloan turned his head for a moment. The ball sailed over the baseline. Moving now from my right to left, top of the key is Mike Kehoe. He's played in the man-to-man by Harmon. Kehoe moves inside. Hold time now. Bounces inside to Jim Snook on the baseline with a right-handed hook blocked by Nash. Back out to Mike Kehoe, though, head of the key. Kehoe dribbles out of trouble and set up. 6'10", Dave Nash blocks his first shot on Snook. Goes to John Baum. Back to Joe Cromer. Cromer inside. 5-foot jump. It's up. Around. No good. The rebound inside, controlled by big Dave Nash at 6'10 and 240. Gives it to JoJo White. Up court come the Kansas Jayhawks. They're leading the ballgame 3-1. Here's the jumper from the right of the key. Taken by Roger Bonenstiel. It's no good. The rebound to Cromer. Down court in a hurry to Kehoe. Kehoe inside has to slow it up. Now goes to Brookins for an 18-foot jump. It's in! And it's 3-3. Ball game all tied up, but 17:04 left to play. The Owls are in a 3-2 zone with Mike Kehoe, Joe Cromer, and Clarence Brookins on the outside with the ball deep in the left baseline. Now is Bruce Sloan. Back out it goes to Harmon. Cross court to JoJo White, ready to key inside to Nash for a turnaround jump. Around and no good. He missed an easy one. Follow up and in, put in by Bruce Sloan, the 6'5 forward. Sloan puts it up and in. And it's 5-3 over the Kansas Jayhawks. Down court, Clarence Brookins with the ball. Goes to Jim Snook with it back to the basket. Back to Mike Kehoe, 18 feet away, straight out. He dribbles left. He's played by JoJo White in the man-to-man defense. Back it goes to Jimmy Snook. Right at the key, a jumper is up. It's no good. The rebound, Cromer tapped once. That's no good. Rebound bounces out to Snook. Snook to Clarence Brookins. Baseline left, fakes once. Can't get the shot off. Goes back out top of the key to John Baum. Baum ready to key for a fadeaway jump. It's up. It's no good. Cromer tapped. It's in. Cromer tapped it up and in. And the score is tied at 5. Charles leaving here along with Ray Dittinger in the new Madison Square Garden, Temple against Kansas in the NIT. Down court now. With the ball ready to key is Roger Bonenstiel. Goes baseline left for a jumper by Harmon. Misses everything. The rebound loose underneath the basket. John Ball picks it up. And there's a whistle. It's going to be a jump ball. The ball was loose on the floor. Baum seemed to have control of it, but they're going to call a jump between Big Nash and Baum. And Baum wins the tap to Cromer. Cromer down court in a hurry. Right to the basket he goes. Fakes once. Puts it up. It's no good. The rebound to Nash. Cromer had an easy pass to the basket, but he couldn't get free underneath. Down court it goes to JoJo White. Top of the key. With the ball right in the key now is Bruce Sloan. Played out there in the zone by John Baum and Brookins. Back out top of the key to Harmon, to JoJo White. White top of the key. Cross court to Bonenstiel, left of the key. To Harmon, deep in the left baseline. He shoots the hit. Bill Harmon, the 6'4 guard, puts it up and in. He has 4 in the ballgame, and Kansas leads 7-5. Time remaining in the first half, 15:09. From the new Madison Square Garden, Mike Kehoe has the ball ready to key. Left of the key, it goes now to Snook. Left baseline to Baum. Back out to Snook. Snook tied up. Now he'll take a 10-footer from there. Around and out. No good. Nash with another rebound from inside. He got that one. He had the great position on Cromer. Gives it to JoJo White. Down court, moving from left to right. But the ball is thrown outside. Goes to Bonenstiel for a baseline jump. It's up. It's no good. Nash had the rebound. Went back out to JoJo White for a 20-foot one-hander. It's good. JoJo White makes it 9-5 in favor of the Kansas Jayhawks. From the new Madison Square Garden, with the ball inside, Baum puts it up, and in! A great pass from Clarence Brookins. Hit Baum deep on the left baseline, he put it up and in. 9-7, Temple draws to within 2. Up court now, the Jayhawks have coached Ted Owens, who finished with a 19-7 record on the season. With the ball ready to key, Bruce Sloan goes back outside, now to Phil Harmon, top of the key to JoJo White for another 20-footer. It's in! He's made 2 in a row from that spot, and it's 11-7 now. JoJo White has 4 points in the ballgame. Temple down by four as they move offensively now. Clarence Brooklyn's up court, top of the key. Bounce pass to Jimmy Snook, left of the key. Jim played out there at a man-to-man defense by Kansas. It's a very tight pressure man-to-man. To Mike Keough, ready to key. Back out cross-court, stolen away by Harmon as Keough was trying to hit Snook. Down court, Harmon slows it up, gives it to JoJo White. Outside of a ready to key. Feeds inside to Nash, ball tipped away by Snook to Keough. The Owls on a three-on-three fast break down to Cromer. It's up, around, and in. Cromer put it in over the outstretched hand of JoJo White. And the Owls draw to within 11-9. 13 minutes, 24 seconds left to play till halftime. With the ball right in the key now, it's Bruce Sloan. Inside, it goes to Bonenspiel. He can't get free, goes back out to Harmon. But before Harmon shoots, there's a whistle blows, and it's a traveling violation call on Kansas. Bruce Sloan. So a turnover for the Jayhawks, and with the ball, the Owls. Down court, Mike Keough. Outside, right of the key now. Played out there in the man-to-man by 6'4", Phil Harmon. With the ball now is Jimmy Snook on the foul line. Jim is played by Bonenspiel, goes to Baum, shoots over Nash. It's up. He banks it in. A la Sam Jones over Dave Nash. And the score is tied at 11. Johnny Baum has 4 points in the ball game. Our statistician tonight is Michael Novum here in New York. With the ball ready to key is Roger Bonenspiel. And a timeout is called by the Kansas Jayhawks. Coach Ted Owens wants to talk about it. So they'll call a time with 12:43 to play till halftime. The score's all tied at 11. Here's Ray Dittinger.
Well, Charlie, you've got to give the Owls credit for one thing. If they came up to New York here with any intentions of just going through the motions once they got on the court, they dispelled them pretty quickly because I think they had an excuse to quit. After they had drawn to 5-5, JoJo White popped in those two long one-handers so effortlessly, felt like he could do them all night. And sometimes that can be a pretty devastating effect on a ball club if a fellow like White, who comes in with great press credentials and All-American recognition, and he fires in two long jump shots like that and makes it look so bad on defense, sometimes the team will have a tendency to let down and say, what's the use? But the Owls fought right back, and thanks to some real good playmaking by Clarence Brookins and Mike Keough, have tied it up here at 11, and have given these people in New York something to think about, Charlie. Harry Litwack has sent these Owls up to New York to play basketball, and even though they're playing against a team like Kansas, who's highly seeded in this tough field, the Owls aren't going to lay down for anyone.
All right, Ray, 12:43 left to play till halftime. Charles Lieben here along with Ray Dittinger. And back to the action we go in the NIT. The Jayhawks have the ball. The score is tied at 11. With the ball top of the key is JoJo White. The Owls maintain their 3-2 zone. Here's a steal by Keough as they intercepted the pass. Down court he goes top of the key to Brookins. Baseline left. Back out to Ball. Loose ball. And it's controlled by Cromer. Cromer drives inside. Puts it up and in. A drive by Cromer right down the lane. And Joe puts it up and in. He has 6 points in the ballgame. And Temple leads 13-11. And we have a timeout, an official time, as a streamer from the enthusiastic Temple cheering section just went over the basket. And now they'll clear it off.